Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Holly Faust is the occult researcher for Phantom Detectives. She's also a paranormal investigator, writer, researcher, esoteric minister, Reiki master teacher, psychic medium, teaching investigators the importance of client spirituality in the investigative process, along with the importance of historical research. She also strives to aid others in a better understanding of occult symbols. Holly has been investigating for more than 30 years and has had the opportunity to investigate many locations throughout the country and has also conducted hundreds of private investigations. She had the opportunity to study under many veterans in the field and observed how the paranormal is investigated by the incredible Ryan Institute in Raleigh, North Carolina. Her book is called My Journey Out of the Darkness. Holly, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
This is interesting that you got in this field many, many years ago, and you never got hurt, did you?
I've had some experiences where I've been knocked down, I've been scratched, I've been, you know, have had things happen to me, but I've never had a very serious injury.
What do these dark entities want with us, Holly?
Honestly, I don't know. I think, you know, there's two schools of thought. I think some of them are actually very, very evil beings that, you know, want to cause harm and want to cause mayhem. And then on the other hand, I believe there are some that are just, you know, things that have been here for a lot longer than we have that we just don't understand and don't know how to explain.
How did this all start for you?
My start actually happened in probably about 1993, although I had a real big interest in the paranormal from my teenage years. I lost a very dear friend, like one of my closest friends, and I had so many questions about what happened after death and where he was actually gone to. And I had a lot of people tell me, because of the manner of his death, that there was no way he went anywhere good. And, you know, like to a heaven or a Xanadu or whatever you would want to call it. And, you know, I wasn't happy with that answer because he was a good person. So I wanted to believe that he went somewhere better. And that basically got me on my quest, because I was familiar with the paranormal, and I didn't have a lot of a push to get involved. But when he passed away, it really pushed me to start researching and seeking out information and trying to understand more about what happens after death. And I wanted some type of reassurance that he was in a better place. So I just kept looking for like more and more information. And that's actually what got me involved with one of the first paranormal teams that I ever worked with.
Did you ever get the answers you were looking for about him?
I did. I actually, you know, I did a lot, you know, of different types of, I went to see psychics and mediums and so many different types of people to try to make some contact, but it didn't seem that anything that they could tell me was jiving with what I knew of him as a person. And it wasn't until I was invited to a actual seance. And that was probably in like the mid-2010s. I was invited by a local paranormal research society to a seance at their offices. And it was like a large group seance. And, you know, we were in the room and people were asking questions. And there was some things happening, knocks and things like that. And then, you know, other things started happening and people were asking, well, are you here with me? Are you here with me? And then they just started naming people in the room. And when they got to my name, the large table in the room started, like, moving. And then the smaller table that we were using for table tipping actually started tipping back and forth. So I had started asking some leading questions that, you know, I didn't know who it was. My dad had recently passed away, so I thought, you know, it was him. And so I started asking questions to try to figure out, well, who is this person? And the further I had gotten to questioning, I realized that it was my friend. And because it was someone who had regretted how they passed away, they regretted, you know, that they weren't there longer. They had, you know, a lot of feelings of sorrow and being sorry for leaving. And it's when I knew who it was. And I ended up having to leave the room in tears because I waited for so long that I'd actually forgotten that I had been trying to contact him all of this time. And when I was driving home, it was probably 2-3 a.m. in the morning. And, you know, I just had this feeling like someone was with me in the car. And I happened to look into my rearview mirror and I actually saw him, you know, sitting in the back of my car.
Oh,
and I wasn't fearful. And I was at peace, and I felt truly at that point, I knew he was in a better place.
That would freak me out, Holly, seeing eyes in your rearview mirror.
No, it actually gave me peace because for whatever reason, I just felt at that moment, you know, and I still feel him now at times around me and different things that happen in our lives, like my daughter having soap thrown at her in the house. He was a comedian in life. And I see him as a comedian in death still. And that's how I know when he's around. He usually does something funny.
Little antics and things like that.
Yep.
Did he die way too early?
Yes, he was only 20.
Oh, my God. That is way too early. Can we ask how he passed, or is that too personal?
He unalived himself.
Explain that.
Well, he was having a lot of struggles in life, and he was experiencing a lot of depression and unacceptance, and he just felt that he couldn't handle it anymore. And, you know, it was just he felt that there was, you know, something better for him beyond life here.
He committed suicide?
Yes.
Oh, sorry to hear that. That's always tough to take.
Yeah, it was very difficult for a very long time. I went through all the emotions of anger. Every time I had one of my children, I went to the grave and introduced him to them and yelled at him for not being there. But then as I got older and went through my own experiences with mental health, I realized, you know, how people get to that point. And I think it's helped me, and even in my paranormal career, to understand like what those things take and how dark your life has to be to get to that point.
Though a lot of us believe in life after death, it's still tough when you lose a friend or a loved one.
And because of the faith base that I was in at the time, being told that for someone like that, there wasn't a good outcome. And that's what got me involved in a quest of searching for spirituality and an understanding of other spiritual construct.
Now, Holly, you got into a car accident in 1994. What happened there?
I was driving to work. It was actually like one of the scariest times of my life. I still am fearful of the snow and ice because of it. I made it up a huge mountain and down, and I was going over a tiny little hill, and I hit a patch of ice. I was a young driver. I was only 20 when this happened. I slid on the ice, and I panicked. So, of course, I slammed on my brakes, which made me slide faster, and I hit a telephone pole head-on. And from what I was told, my seatbelt in the car failed to engage.
Oh,
so it threw me through the windshield and up to my waist, they said. But at that point, the seatbelt decided to lock and it pulled me back into the car.
Did you have a near-death experience?
Yes. What I remember is getting out of the car. I didn't know at the time it was a near-death experience because I got out of my car. I sat on the snowbank and I was crying. I kept, you know, crying and saying my dad was going to kill me because I just had a new transmission put in that car. I seen the firemen and the paramedics all coming, and I didn't see myself in the car. I just seen everybody, you know, working around the car. And I didn't have that. Like, you hear a lot of times people talk about seeing this light or seeing a tunnel or seeing loved ones. I didn't have that experience. I had an old man who came up and sat next to me. He started consoling me and telling me that my dad wasn't going to be bad, but I needed to get back into the car. He told me that I had things to do. I had work to do. It wasn't time to go. I had to get back in the car. So I remember getting back in the car and opening my eyes, and I just heard like this horrible wrenching sound, which, yeah, later on at the hospital, I learned were the jaws of life cutting me out.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends was one of the first responders. And he just, I kept looking over at him and I'm like, open the door. I was just outside. And he was like, no, you were unresponsive. You were dead.
You were dead in the car.
Yes. And, you know, I kept telling him, no, I was just out talking to the old man over there. And, you know, and he was like, no, you had nothing.
And he probably said, what old man, right?
Yeah, they thought I had a head injury because I just kept insisting, you know, to go thank the old man. And I think that also helped fuel me to want to learn even more after having that experience, because I could still remember that old man to this day. And I think that's why I'm still doing it after all this time, because of that experience also, because I wanted to know why this old man came to me, why my experience wasn't like all the other experiences I've heard about.
Did you ever figure out who the old man was, Holly?
No, but all I know is that my accident happened right next to a cemetery.
He wasn't like Jesus or anybody like that.
No, he was a little tiny old man with curly white hair, and he was kind of chunky. Nothing like I would have ever pictured, like, God or Jesus or anything like that to be.
And not a relative?
Nope, no one that I ever knew, no one that I ever saw.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
How many places have you investigated to date, do you think?
I would say it, like, between private investigations and, you know, the more prominent ones that I've done, it's probably well over 100.
Have any places scared you?
I think prisons scare me the most. West Virginia State Penitentiary was one of, and it wasn't even West Virginia State Penitentiary itself that scared me, but the Sugar Shack, which is one of the locations inside. It was like a indoor yard where they would take the prisoners in poor weather and stuff inside West Virginia State Penitentiary. That place scared me the most out of most locations that I've ever been, because there was just such an ominous feeling when you would walk in there, because I didn't experience any paranormal activity. It was the feelings that I was experiencing. I just knew walking in, it was a horrible place that I didn't want to be. I didn't stay long. And even now, like, I have gone back there several times and I still won't go down there. It just, the feelings that you get when you walk in are just so dreadful and so horrifying. And, like, you know, things that I would see in my head, like people being harmed and, you know, just bad things happening. And that is the one place that scares me the most out of every place I've been.
Have you ever been hurt? I know we were talking about how you've been kicked at and stuff like that, but
I haven't been. Back in my early years, when I first started investigating, I did have a case where I had a cross fly off the wall, and I have a scar on my leg from that still. But I haven't been harmed to the point where I had to seek medical attention or where I needed anything other than we were at St. Albans in Virginia, and it was an asylum sanatorium type thing, and I was pushed. Like, literally, like, knocked down on the ground to the point that I was, like, laying there looking at the ceiling.
Jeez. They really wanted you out of there, didn't they?
Well, it was more, they had an entity there that they call, like, a creeper or a crawler that, like, comes down the walls. And, you know, I was with a group of people, and I told the two guys who asked what we should do to run, and I stood there. And I seen this black thing just come at me and knock me over. And, you know, I have no explanation for that. We've seen it pop out in a laser grid and just came out of, like, absolutely nowhere. We heard a pop, and that's what we saw.
You've been to Gettysburg. What did you feel there?
Gettysburg is actually, it's kind of become one of my favorite places. I only live, like, probably about 2 hours away from Gettysburg. And the first time I had gone there, it wasn't even, you know, for a paranormal investigation. It was for vacation after my father had passed with my son and nephew. And we were out on the battlefield up at Little Round Top. And they had roped off areas at the time because they were doing some, bringing in some new growth and stuff to keep protected of the battlefield. And we were looking out over into Devil's Den. And my son kept, he was probably 7 or 8 at the time, and kept going over the rope. And I kept telling him, you can't do that. You have to stay over here. And he just kept shouting back to me, Mommy, if that man can be there, so can I. I'm following that man. And at first, I didn't see anyone standing there. Oh, I'm like, there's nobody down there.
He had the gift. The little guy had the gift, huh?
Yes, he did. And as I turned my head, out of the corner of my eye, I thought I was looking at a reenactor. There was a man standing at the bottom going towards Devil's Den who had this huge floppy hat on. And, you know, my mom and nephew, they didn't see it. So I just thought, well, maybe I was seeing things. But we went out sightseeing, and we went to one of the ghost tour offices to get a ticket for later that night to go on a ghost tour. And on the walls, I saw this image of a man in a floppy hat. And my son kept pointing him out, saying, Mommy, Mommy, that's the man we saw.
Wow.
And so I went and asked them about it, and they came up and told me it was a photo of an apparition that was caught on the battlefield that they believed was from a Texas regiment. So that was, yeah, one of the experiences. Like, we had so many there. While I was there with them, we had phones ringing in our hotel room with nobody there, and then the hotel telling us nobody was calling our room. And we had someone call from our room when we weren't there saying they needed help. And when we came back, there's all these people outside our room, and there was nobody in our room.
Wow, they thought something was happening inside your room, right?
Yes, but there was nobody there. My mom was at the pool, and I had gone shopping. And I even opened the door to show them there's nobody in here.
Yet clearly somebody had used your phone in the room.
Yep, and we have no explanation for how. And my mom kept hearing a train all night. And there was no train behind the hotel we were staying at. But then after we had talked to the people at the hotel, that's actually the hotel where we were staying is where the train came behind it and dropped Lincoln off where he delivered the Gettysburg Address. So that was like another type of paranormal experience that we had there. And I think that keeps me going back, because every time I go, I find a different experience, or I get to go to a different location, because the battlefield is huge. You can't do it in a day.
Lots of pain on that battlefield too, Holly.
Yes, a lot of pain, and a lot of what I've experienced is a combination of hauntings where, you know, you have intelligent ones, that ones are, you know, actually, you know, spirits that are trying to communicate. But then other ones are just, you know, from the amount of things that happen there, they're like residual, they're energy that keeps reenacting things that happened over and over and over again.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal, or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.